fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the third day of April, year of our Lord, 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. In the turmoil and insanity going on, we need to remember something very important, something that is very foundational. That's how we start our show every day, with that foundational part of our culture, our heritage, the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The expanded tip of the day begins with something I've never done before. We are in historic times, and I was in communication with a listener this morning, and I was encouraging him and his girlfriend to do the following. This is a proper tip of the day: to begin writing a daily journal, ink on paper, daily journal. You all will want to remember years in the future the details of what took place. You may not want to, but if you do, having a journal would be the way to do that. And it could become part of the historic record. In addition, if you're a healthcare worker, or if you know one, a healthcare worker, somebody working in a hospital especially, I need firsthand information, firsthand witness testimony about what's going on in hospitals around the country. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Moving on from there, the expanded prepper tip of the day. doTERRA does have OnGuard oil in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And let's just take a quick check here and make sure that they do before I tell you something and I'm wrong. I want to make sure I get this right. Last time I checked, the oil was in stock and the beadlet bottle was in stock. Not beadlet, but a little dropper bottle that has the ball bearing in it that helps you not waste any. So let's see, we need to get back there to this. It's hard to do a talk radio show and navigate the internet at the same time. OnGuard is the proprietary blend that duplicates what was used in the during the plague in Europe, the bubonic plague. So we got the On Guard oil, the foaming hand wash, and let's see, mouthwash, On Guard touch, and very important, On Guard sanitizing mist. If you are wearing a mask, I do what I do, spray the sanitizing mist on the mask. It'll kill the virus upon contact. So they're all in stock for immediate shipment. I'm once again taking orders for Berkey water filters. However, they're on back order. This being the first week of April, you may get your Berkey water filter the second week of May. Maybe. So if you want to place an order and have it on back order for a Berkey water filter, we can do that. Okay. Looks like we have our regular Friday morning guest here, Tom Berryhill. We're going to talk about emergency survival communications and related topics related to the events of the day. Tom Berryhill began a quest more than half a century ago to become quite proficient in electronics, radio frequency engineering, and that's what we're going to talk about, is emergency survival communications. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, good. Every day is different.
That's for sure.
I got some correspondence from my a listener I've corresponded with for 10-plus years. He is a nurse. His girlfriend's a nurse. And his girlfriend works at a hospital. She was given a mandatory survey that she had to complete. No, it was not optional. The mandatory survey included routine stuff like her name, her bio. Then they went into what states she's licensed to practice in. And last but not least, that question, if you were deployed, where would you prefer to be? Now, that's a very unusual question, to say the least, for a civilian, Tom, to get a question from their employer. If you were deployed, where would you prefer to be? Clearly and obviously, the prospect of being sent somewhere against her will, which is what being deployed means. You don't have a choice. She would be under some form of mandate upon pain of at least losing her license, if not being incarcerated, if she did not comply with being deployed.
Would that be a draft of medical professionals?
Well, it would be. It would amount to that. And we have listeners all over the country. I would say there's a very strong likelihood that other healthcare professionals, registered nurses, LPNs, maybe even doctors, of course doctors, would be getting similar surveys mandated to fill out. And ladies and gentlemen, if you know somebody who's a healthcare professional, please ask them today. Did you get one of these surveys? I'd like to get a copy of the survey, by the way. They make a photocopy of it and get it to me. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. This conforms, Tom, with what I've known for about 4 weeks when a friend of mine, a local registered nurse here in my neighborhood, she got a letter giving her basically a pass to get through checkpoints to and from work. Wife of my nephew, who is a supervisor at a security company, security alarm company, she got a similar letter about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So there's some things cooking here, Tom. Mike Adams wrote a rather frenzied article, I should say, about the possibility of World War III being at the beginning stages right now, which, as much as I don't like it, I find myself having to agree that the pieces are in place. Matt Bracken, an excellent author, I've read, I think, all of Matt's books. He wrote a post at Facebook, which I forwarded to all 5,000 of my Facebook people, by the way, basically saying the same thing, stating his concern that either China starts World War III now and wins, or they lose for a generation or more, because their whole system is about to collapse on them. So, Tom, let's talk about emergency communications for our folks here, our listeners. And, of course, the beginning point is usually the website, ARRL.org. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org. The website for the American Amateur Radio Relay League. We don't know how much time we've got. We were 3 months ago, Tom, we were talking about our concern over what might happen after the first Tuesday in November, which is still a concern, by the way. But given what we know right now, we have concerns that are pretty much right in our face, not several months in the future, don't we, sir?
Yeah, that's true, John. You know, I'm thinking about that letter. Showed me a copy of that letter, gave me a copy of that letter with things masked out, you know, personal information and that.
Right.
But I saw that letter that would get that registered nurse through checkpoints. I don't know if they've had any checkpoints or they're getting that far just yet. But you know what I've done, John, is I printed out a copy of my FCC commercial license. I don't know if the ham license would be any good, but I did print out the commercial license, and I'm carrying a smaller communication service monitor, IFR 500A. I'm carrying one of those with me. It's small and compact, and a small Tektronix oscilloscope that I could use out in the field, which I do use out in the field. I'm taking those with me along with that license. In the event there was a checkpoint, I might be able to weasel my way through that checkpoint because I have to work on a federally licensed transmitter. I could use that excuse. You know, I don't know if it'd get me anywhere, but it might help.
Well, checkpoints are no longer a theory, Tom. If you travel from Louisiana into Texas, you will be stopped at the border. At the Louisiana-Texas border, you'll be questioned by the Texas State Police and then treated accordingly, depending on your status. They will do or not do certain things. If you travel from New York State into Rhode Island, you will be stopped at the border, I believe stopped and checked. And in fact, the Rhode Island State Police are literally hunting down New Yorkers who've come into Rhode Island to make sure that proper protocols are in place to protect the citizens of Rhode Island from the coronavirus. So it's no longer a theory. You're not allowed, for example, there's a highway that goes to Key West. You're not allowed at all on that highway unless you're a resident there. You simply cannot use that highway. So there's another checkpoint. Got our first caller here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. Can you hear me okay? There was some question about my Bluetooth.
Well, you're on a speakerphone, but we hear you okay.
Okay, good. I just heard what you were just said about the nurse and his girlfriend got the questionnaire. We've not had questionnaires come out, but this concern has crossed my mind in recent months, and I'm licensed in two states, and I just received my renewal notice for the other state. And I'm seriously considering letting that license expire at this point. I've had it for many,
as long as you
many years.
As long as you have a license, I'm not sure it's going to make much difference, Glenn.
Right.
Well, you'll be allowed to take one piece of carry-on luggage, probably.
If the mandation came, it depends on if the mandation was coming from the state, local, or federal level. If it's federal, then, yeah, it wouldn't matter. But they could just, while there is no specific work conscription, there are real issues with work conscriptions and constitutionality. However, they could simply draft people into the military. They can use the existing selective service, you know, in draft format, activate a draft bill, and just say, oh, by the way, you're coming in by way of the military. Therefore, we can do this constitutionally.
Right. Well, what you're saying is correct, and
I would be 4F because of certain physical issues, disabilities. I'm actually considered going off to the doctor to get some new imaging, X-rays, CAT scans, or MRIs, or whatever, so that I can meet with them and say, here, this is what my hip looks like.
So, your what? Your hip? HIP?
My hip and my knee. So. It's like,
it depends on how bad it gets, Glenn. They may not care.
Yeah. Okay. I have other items in that arsenal as well.
Okay.
But, all right. All right. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
We appreciate it.
Well, John, Glenn could come over here to the Ozarks with all of us and hide out. We'll hide him out here in the woods.
Okay. yeah, well, it may come down to that for some people. There's a nationwide scarcity of nurses before this crisis began, and that was being addressed with increased graduates and attendees at nursing schools. But there was already a shortage of nurses before this whole thing began. So that'll just be exacerbated by this crisis that we're experiencing. The time when I travel, I take my AM/FM shortwave weather band hand crank radio with me. I keep it in a Faraday bag. Another location I visit on a regular basis, I've got a couple of handy talkies set up so I can communicate with another person, at least up to about 3 miles away or so. And you've seen how my town car is outfitted with. I'm pretty sure I can intercept any radio signal known to mankind. Would that be a fairly accurate statement, Tom?
Well, pretty close. I don't know exactly what equipment you have in there. But, this, speaking of receivers, I don't carry a shortwave receiver or anything, but this smaller communication service monitor that I've been leaving in the car, that thing has a speaker. It's a receiver. And it's a low-powered transmitter, too, if you wouldn't transmit very far, but it will transmit because it generates a signal. But it receives AM, FM, and single sideband, all frequencies. So it would, up to 1 gigahertz. So it would be I have used that as a shortwave receiver before. It's very sensitive. It works quite well, so I didn't even think about that, John, but that thing might be pretty good, too.
Right,
if you got stuck somewhere, you could actually use it. But I think anybody that's traveling right now should carry at least a scanner and some way to pick up international shortwave broadcasts, because that's where you get some very valuable information in trying times, which are right now.
All right. Now, well, my Bearcat scanner has 12,000 pre-programmed frequencies on it, all the emergency frequencies, military, aircraft, public service, 12,000 frequencies. It scans all 12,000 of them, believe it or not, every, about 20 seconds or so. And then I've got my single sideband CB, and, of course, my Motorola transceiver, which will receive and transmit on both the ham frequencies and the emergency frequencies as well. So I'm pretty well set up in the town car to receive and transmit as necessary. It takes up the whole center of the front seat between the dashboard and the front seat. But it's a nice collection of radios, and it does an excellent job. In these times, people need to get what they can get so they can monitor these emergency frequencies. You don't necessarily have to be able to talk. But if you can at least listen to the your local police department, sheriff's department, fire department, paramedics, the local county work crews, the people who do maintenance on the telephone company equipment and the power grid, during a severe crisis, all these entities are going to be using radios, won't they, Tom?
Well, they certainly will. The big problem nowadays is that in recent years, most of them have gone to P25 digital or other modes, but P25 being the most popular. And it's important to be able to intercept those types of transmissions. Some of them are still analog, but quite a few.
Well, that would be police agencies. These other departments, especially fire departments, have done that. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the third day of April. Well, Tom, the time to get a ham radio license, quite frankly, may have come and gone. I would encourage people to go ahead and get the equipment they need to intercept emergency frequencies. And getting back to the premise of encryption, I'm not aware of anybody but police agencies doing encryption. Fire departments don't do it, to my knowledge. Maybe in really big cities where they got extra money. Paramedics. City street workers, men and women that work on the power grid, the telephone system. It's highly unlikely that they're going to be using encryption on their radios. What do you think, Tom?
I don't know. It's so easy to do with the digital setup. It's usually just a code plug that goes in the radio, or it's programmed in, and that's it. So they may or may not. I don't know. I would think maybe some of the utility companies would perhaps have that, maybe their security departments. It's hard to say, John. I just don't know. I don't pay that close of attention to doing these days. But it's a toss-up. I think you're right, though, about the fire departments. They most of them are still on analog and easy to intercept.
Right. Well, that's been my experience, and I meet with the chiefs of these various departments every 2 months, and Of course, that's going to vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. That doesn't preclude people from getting the equipment. Until you've got the equipment, you don't know what you can listen to, do you?
No, it's, I'd rather have some type of scanner and shortwave receiver than nothing, just something, especially the shortwave receiver. If it gets really bad and you want to listen to broadcasts that originate from outside the country, I think you have a much better chance of getting some good information that way. Sometimes we get the best information from non-domestic sources.
That's very true. That's very true. If you've got a question or comment about emergency communications, give us a call at 800-313-9443. I feel like a boxer who's getting beat up in the ring, Tom, by the end of the day with this information coming at us. Hit to the left, hit to the right. It's just a deluge of information. Some accurate that we can rely on, others is wildly inaccurate. Conflicting statements from people in authority, such as this top doctor, Fauci, making statements that the entire country should be on lockdown, while the president saying, no, we should leave it up to the states, which I agree with. States should be making that call, not the federal government, at least for the time being. That could change also. Plus, the war drum's beating. The reports I'm getting from people I know personally, like Dave Hodges, for example, and Matt Bracken, who I don't know, I would love to meet him someday, or Mike Adams, and information I get privately from my own private sources all seem to indicate that the pieces are being put in place for a beginning of World War III, which may have already begun, by the way. Most people don't think about World War II having begun in 1939, but it did, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And look at the situation we're in, John. Of course, neither of us were around, but in the 1930s, it sold all that scrap metal. So much of it went to Japan. We got it back starting at Pearl Harbor. And now all of our technology, manufacturing, information, everything went to China. That's what destroyed my business, China. And manufacturing, microelectronics, and printed wiring boards, and all of that business went to China. And now anybody that's relying on them, what are they doing? How are they getting their parts, supplies?
Right.
Some of those things should have never left this country. And if there's a war to be fought, that's going to be a tough road to travel.
Well, we do not have a single lead refinery in the United States. Lead, of course, is a strategic metal. You can't have a modern industrial country without lead, and certainly can't fight a war without lead. We do not have a single lead refinery functional operating in the United States. My understanding is the one at Herculaneum, where I went to high school, has been mothballed and could be put back into service. And I've heard rumors from fairly good sources that it may be called back into service. And in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it was called back in the service fairly soon. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it, Tom?
Well, it certainly would. Yeah, they operated for so many years.
So many years? How about manufacturing lead shot for the War of 1812? So many years.
John, a lot of lead mining in that area. So it's just a natural place to have something like that. And I'm glad they've mothballed it and not torn it down like so many other places.
Nope, it's ready to go. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 3rd day of April here at Republic Broadcasting. Our list of things that you may find interesting and educational about the coronavirus at my website at thelibertyman.com has some new things there the last couple of days. You may want to check them out. And you may learn some things you didn't know before. Also, my website, if you've got issues to deal with, maybe you're not getting enough sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. That's a very true statement. Very true. If you have arthritis pain issues, so the same thing will help you. That same thing being the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I've got energy cleaners and mattress pads in stock, ready for immediate shipment. We're thinking on a daily basis about our immune systems and how strong they are. Well, getting better sleep will help you have a stronger immune system. Of course it will. That's a given. Only $285, shipping included, on the energy cleaner. The mattress pads vary in price depending on which size you need. And you can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. When you send me a check, my address is at my website also. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're talking about emergency communications, and we got a couple of callers on hold. Tom, our first caller is Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John and Tom. I'm a long ways from the barn, so we don't have third-party participation very loudly anyway. I haven't heard about checkpoints in Texas at the Louisiana border, but that doesn't mean anything. Here, they've got several cities and counties that's got staying shut in, whatever declarations out, I guess is the word. But for the most part, it seems most places are kind of business as usual. They're taking precautions, 6 foot distance, social distancing, and what have you. But it's rather interesting, and there's been letters issued to people for essential services, everything from utility workers to manufacturers to people working in grocery stores. So it's kind of interesting how they try to shut a bunch of that stuff down, to what extent. But, Tom, I looked at that AOR scanner that you were talking about a couple of weeks ago, and you're right, it was pricey then, one or two available. They're not in production anymore, as I understand it, and it's around $1,000, give or take 100. And on a whim, I checked on them first part of this week, and not available. If they were available, there's about $1,500 and up. I thought that was kind of interesting. They make a handheld. What are your opinions on those handheld scanners?
Okay, well, the handheld scanner, I'm sure, would work. Not at the level that the larger base type of unit would. A lot of these handheld scanners became popular with the fire department people and the volunteer fire departments out here in the sticks. A lot of them have them, and they work okay. The problem with any of these units, and another one is these little dongle type plug-in USB port software defined radios, SDR. A lot of people use those. They do work, but if there's any adjacent channel transmissions, they'll just wipe the thing out. And especially in a metropolitan area, those things, their selectivity is just not that good. Their sensitivity may be okay, but they just can't take the slice of the spectrum that they're trying to listen to and protect it from adjacent channel interference. That's the thing, and that's where the selectivity factor comes in. So, and the same thing with some of these handheld units. They have to give up something to make it that small. And they're better in recent years, for sure, no doubt about that. But they're just not, in my opinion, not as good as the full-size radio. That AOR receiver I have, scanner, receiver, whatever you want to call it, that thing covers all the frequencies up to, including, and past 1 gigahertz. I think it goes up to 1,300 or 1,200 megahertz, 1.2 gigahertz at least. And I've never used it that high. Jerry, it did not get some of the best reviews. If you look at some of the websites where they give reviews on these different pieces of equipment, that thing did not get the best. But I looked at the specifications, and I checked it with the test equipment I have, and it's very, very sensitive. And the selectivity is pretty darn good for something that has to do everything that it does. And I mainly use it as a shortwave receiver.
It's probably way above my capabilities of using it. But I have difficulty discerning what the O-N-O-F-F button's for about half the time. But anyway, I was just curious because on their website, they were showing some handhelds. And they were proud of those things. This was, several weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, when you first mentioned them, and I called in and asked what you were using. And they were, goodness, they were new, right around $1,000. So I hope if they're that expensive, they've got a lot of bang for that buck.
I've recently bought some equipment from a gentleman online who's well known and sells a lot of this type of equipment, and we talked about that AOR receiver, and he's had several of them, and we talked about so many different things, but I remember him telling me right on the phone that he recently shipped one of those out. I thought he said it was around $1,800 is what the, and it was brand new in the box, had never been used. He had two of them, and he sold one, but I thought he said he shipped it to somebody outside the country, but they were willing to pay $1,800 to get that. So
that's a handheld, though? One of the portable?
No, that's that AOR,
digital voice receiver.
Yeah, right. And
yeah.
I never can get the model number of that thing right. AOR.
I voted the Ash 1.
DV1
DV1, yeah. I wrote it down on the feed room wall in the barn, and I made a note of it because I wanted to just call in and talk about it. AR-DV1 is what I wrote down. Of course, I'm
they call it a digital voice receiver. Kind of a crazy name for that thing, but that's a very capable unit. It's really a nice unit.
One quick question about that, and I'll get out of the way. Is that a 12 volt system, or is that a 110?
I believe it operates up to 15 volts. It's got a relatively wide range on the input, but basically, I'd call it a 12 volt unit. And it comes with a transformer, a little power supply thing that plugs in the wall, and it's a rather large one for those little wall wart type transformer power supplies. This one's pretty hefty. There's a lot going on inside that receiver, and it doesn't run real hot, but you can tell that when it's on for a while, there's a little bit of warmth on that cabinet. I'll say this again, Jerry, that thing is very capable for everything you want to listen to.
My biggest problem out here, I'm trying to, a lot of my stuff, I'm gearing up to run off a 12 volt just because if we lose our power grid out here, I'm set up where I can run 110, 120 off of batteries and panels, but I kind of like the old 12 volt backup system, but I guess I'm old school. John and Tom, thanks for the information as always, and y'all have a good weekend. And
thank you for calling.
Be careful.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Dan Sutterfield in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I didn't catch your show at the very beginning, and I know you've gone over this before, and if you don't want to do it, I totally understand. But could you give us the guidelines for turning a galvanized trash can into a Faraday cage, if it needs insulation? I've heard arguments both ways. What kind of insulation? Does it need grounding, a ground rod? Just the basics. So I think I'm set up all right, but I wanted to hear it again.
Okay, we'll do that. Tom, you want to carry that ball, or you want me to?
Yeah, you know, as far as shielding goes, Dan, and that's what you're doing, what you want is almost a trash can inside of a trash can. So in a galvanized steel trash can is the best. A lot of people say, you know, you can use aluminum screen wire, aluminum foil, all kinds of things. But the reason I like the steel can or steel container is because you have the magnetic component of that EMP blast to deal with. Not only the electrical side of it, but you have the magnetic wave that would come through too, and the steel would help with that. And when you have two layers of it separated by some cardboard, some carpeting, just something to keep the two from touching, and then there's everybody has different opinions on then connecting the two cans together or leaving the internal one floating. If you did leave it float, you would have the magnetic part would be it would have two layers of the steel to have to go through. That would be a plus, I believe. As far as electrical grounding goes, it would be to your advantage, I feel, to connect the two together, but only at one point. So maybe at one point of the cans, just a wire from one, a heavy wire, 12 gauge, maybe something like that, from one to from the internal one straight over to the external one, and then right to ground. So maybe somewhere down at the bottom, and if you have in your basement or something like that, I'd actually bore a hole through the concrete foundation and put an 8-foot ground rod in there and connect it to that can. Now you have a very good grounding circuit, and the reason you want those connections very short is that a long ground wire can actually become an RF network, and if depending on the frequency of the pulse, as a matter of fact, the pulse would be nearly every frequency. So at the microwave frequencies, that wire could actually have the characteristics of not even being there. Not even being
It would be
there.
Like an antenna, maybe?
Well, it wouldn't be an antenna. It sets up an RF network to... Along an RF transmission line, you have voltage and current nodes, and the longer that wire, especially at UHF and microwave frequencies, when that wire is several wavelengths long, you can have a high impedance connection there. You don't have a real good ground. You want it to be really, really close. At microwave frequencies, Dan, a little piece of wire, a wire an inch long, is now an RF network. It's not a DC circuit. You want to be as close as possible to that ground rod. A lot of people don't want to bore a hole through their basement floor. They're worried about leakage and that. Well, you can do it and then pour some liquid epoxy down in that hole.
Sure.
Peel it off. And that works real good. That's what I did. And it works great. So I've never had a leak or anything. It works great. But it's a very good ground, and that's an excellent way of doing that. But grounding is a science in itself, and the shortest, heaviest possible ground that you can set up is better than some little skinny wire to a ground rod 15, 20 feet away. It might work good on the very low frequencies, broadcast band, and maybe some of the short wave frequencies that a lot of the ham rigs are on nowadays. But when you get into the microwave frequencies, it's almost like that ground's not even there. What happens is the pulse at those microwave frequencies could be doing the damage before it ever got to the ground rod. So you want it to be as close as possible. In some cases, you want multiple ground rods. Several ground rods, all around maybe the circumference of the can, three or four of them. I know people that have done that. And every one of these guys was a communications technician or engineer. They understood the fact that you need a good ground and very close by.
Okay, so let's say a guy did a really bang-up job on the Faraday cage can, and then he neglected or whatever, didn't do the grounding, what would you lose? Half of your protection, all of it, whatever?
Well, what happens is that the can, especially the outside one, could pick up the charge, and it would just be, it's floating now above ground, and it takes on it would probably shield you just fine from the magnetic part of that EMP signal, but the electrical part could basically charge the can, and it would be sitting above ground at the electrical potential, whatever the voltage potential is of that signal. It'd be floating at that level. It could probably still work. And the only way to know, Dan, is after the fact, that there's ever an electromagnetic pulse and we all live through it. I'd be glad to talk to anybody afterwards, and we'll learn what worked and what didn't. But right now, from the conventional theory out there, I think it's best to do as we just talked about. And,
gotcha.
Ground
everything. Well, I appreciate you going.
A good ground.
I appreciate you going through that. I know you have in the past, but I wanted to hear it one more time.
Sometimes it's easy to verbally describe it, but it's hard to pick up on the concept. If I had a chalkboard, I could draw some pictures and everybody would understand it a lot better, and I could explain why.
You do a good picture in my little brain, so I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, Dan.
Dan, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller, we've got a break coming up, is Tim in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, morning, guys. You were talking about shortwave radios, portable ones, take with you. I've been in shortwave for 20 years, and I was an over-the-road truck driver for many years, and I tried them all, but the one I have found just runs rings around anything for traveling, and I actually use it at home, and I put away all my desktop shortwave radios. And it's called the Texan TL360. Don't know if you're familiar with it. It's about the size of a cigarette pack.
Let's talk about that.
What it does is...
Hold on, everybody.
Okay.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
All right, so back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, did you get the make and model that radio that Tim in Pennsylvania is talking about?
Yes, I've heard of them, John. I've never used one, but I have heard of them, and that brand, they have some other, they have several different models, I believe, and I've never heard anything bad. So what I say is whatever works for you is what you need to have
on
hand.
What was the make and model again, Tim, of that radio again?
It's Texun, TECSUNPL. 360. Now, when I started researching, this is the portable shortwave that the government agency issues to their employees, is what I found, is only about $40 or $50. And it has a feature that you press a button and it'll scan all the shortwave frequencies in any station that is, it will pick up, it puts into the memory. The scan takes about 90 seconds. And then when that's done, you just scroll down through your memory and all the stations are there. Now, the way shortwave is, you know, I mean, different times a day, you could get different stations and understand it. So you scan it whenever you want to. It has a telescopic antenna that is excellent, too. So
it's model number Charlie Lima 360?
No, P.
Papa Lima 360? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I've got four of them because I've worn two out with the knobs. I've traveled many years with it, like I said, and I always have one in a suitcase. They'll fit in the car. They run on three AA batteries. And the batteries last quite a while, too. And you can charge the batteries while they're in the radio if you get rechargeable ones.
And it's about the size of a pack of cigarettes, you're saying.
Well, that,
yeah.
I believe that's the same model as the County Comm unit that's being sold on eBay. That's Randy up in Pennsylvania. He's probably up in your neck of the woods. But he sells those on eBay. I've spoken to him, and he told me that that thing is very sensitive. It looks like the same radio, and I believe it is, but just repackaged with a different name. But he spoke very highly of it. The only downside, he said, it was difficult to do the tuning. There was something with it. I've never used one, so I don't know. But he said that what tuning was a little more difficult.
Yeah, I use the auto scan only, so there's a fact. But I wanted to, if you have time, I wanted to mention one short thing there, John. You said about World War III. It reminds me of the dismal state of the education system in our nation. I want to tell you this little story. About 20 years ago, there was a man that was on the crew of one of the World War II planes that dropped one of the atomic bombs. And he lived around Sunbury, Pennsylvania. He wrote a book about his experiences. And I heard him on an interview when I was in that area, the radio interview, talking about his, he was going around talking to classrooms about his book, and he went to a classroom, I think it was sixth graders or something, and the teacher introduced him, and she said, "This is a veteran from World War 11.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, he okay. says, I can't, this guy said, I'm sure he's passed on by now, but he said, I can't believe it. He says, the state of what's being taught. That was the teacher
pitiful.
That said that.
Yeah. That's pretty pitiful.
All right, thank you for your time, guys.
We got about maybe 15, 20 seconds for Dave in New York. You have a quick comment for us, Dave?
Yeah, I can carry over. Looking at the data that I have seen for years, well,
hold on.
I'll just
hold
say
on. We'll get your comments after the top of the hour break. Tom, thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's better.
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
John. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Ian Wolford and a quick comment from Dave. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.